Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And if this makes any sense to you now, I encourage you to send your brain on holiday before listening to this. But if it doesn't make any sense to you, don't worry about it. And it will by the time we're done. There's a quote, and I've heard it attributed to Winston Churchill, but everything is attributed to Winston Churchill or Albert Einstein. So I'm not really sure that it's Winston Churchill, but it's a description of England and America as two countries divided by a common language. And when I first moved from America to England, one of the words I had to get used to was that where Americans use the word vacation, the Brits use the word holiday. So they don't go on vacations, they go on holiday. And when I kind of sat with it, I decided I preferred the word holiday because the origin of vacation is the same as vacate. So it's like, just get out of there, just leave it. Just like there's nothing there. Whereas the origin of holiday is holy day, sacred day. And I just kind of liked the phrase. But whichever phrase you like, holiday or vacation, the first time I realized that you could send your brain on holiday was on your body's still going to be there, but just your brain goes on holiday and you will still function remarkably well, if not better, was I was listening to a training in the Inside Out Understanding being run by one of my early mentors in this understanding named Kathy Casey. And she suggested to the group, as I suggested to you at the beginning of this podcast, to, hey, just for the next few days, just send your brain on holiday. Just give it the next few days off. And she said, I promise you, you will not fall apart. You will still understand what I'm saying. And in fact, you'll get even more out of it than if you try and think everything through. And for whatever reason, something in me heard that and got it. And I dropped into this beautiful feeling that now has become very familiar to me. But at the time, it was like, what is this? This is amazing. I feel great. I feel the way I feel when I'm on holiday. And I got fascinated by this, and I remember talking to one of my friends about it, and he went, oh, it's like when I go to Rome. And I'm like, okay, what do you mean? And he said, well, he just is in love with the city of Rome. And he said, when he goes to Rome, he's normally a very diligent planner and has everything kind of worked out. And okay, where am I going to be next? And then where am I going to go? And especially when he's traveling, he doesn't want to miss anything. But because he'd been to Rome enough times and just loved it, he said, when I go to Rome, I don't think about anything. I just go wandering and I inevitably stumble across these amazing things. And even if they're things that I've seen before, like the Colosseum or the fountain, or I'm struck with it as if I'm seeing it for the first time. And it's such an amazing feeling. We started talking about, wow, what if you could experience more of your life or even all of your life in that kind of holiday state of mind, that Rome state of mind. And I remember when I first kind of started connecting the dots, it made sense of a sentence I'd read in a book by Don Miguel Ruiz, who's most famous for the book The Four Agreements, but my favorite of his books is called The Voice of Knowledge. And in that book, he talks about how we are so used to listening to the voice of our own conditioning, the voice of our own training, the voice of others that has become our inner voice, the voice of knowledge, that we don't hear our own deeper wisdom. We don't hear the voice of knowing, because all we're hearing is the voice of knowledge. And I'm not sure if that's exactly the way he used the metaphor, but there was a paragraph in that book that I remember when I first read it, I underlined it and I would go back to again and again. And essentially what he said was, you don't have to think to live.
And as a sort of an intellectual and someone who came from a family where IQ was everything, that was a shocking idea to me. And yet, I kind of knew that it was true. And I suddenly realized, oh, that's the same thing. When I send my brain on holiday, when I give my thinking the day off, there's still an intelligence there. And in fact, it's easier to notice it because it's not getting drowned out by the continual repetitive thoughts of my habitual conditioned brain. And I thought that was something I really got. And then I've had a couple experiences recently that have brought it back to mind and made me realize that while I did get it up to a point, there's a whole other level, and probably there's a whole other level beyond the level that I'm seeing it now. And there were two experiences that I had. And the first was I got really caught up trying to solve some problems in my business. And then that extended to trying to solve some problems in the world. And I noticed that I was exhausted. And one of my mentors suggested that I take a couple weeks off from trying to solve problems. And I remember thinking, that's a weird idea. But I also thought, you know what? I'm so tired, and none of my problems were that pressing, and the problems of the world had been there before I was born. So they didn't seem like I had to figure them out in the next 2 weeks. So I did it. And to my amazement, and looking back on it, it's almost funny to me that I was amazed. Some of the problems just disappeared. They just weren't problematic when I stopped thinking about them. And some of them, it just was obvious what to do, and so I did it because I wasn't problem solving. I was just doing the obvious thing to do. And then I realized, oh, there it is again. I keep looking to my thinking brain to figure out life. But our thinking brains are really good for thinking about stuff and thinking up stuff. They're really good for figuring out things that have solutions. But they're not really made to figure out life. But there's this other part of the mind, this deeper part of the mind, this intelligence that's impersonal, that's universal and is running through us. It's the intelligence that guides nature. It's the intelligence that heals the body. And yet we forget that that same intelligence guides us if we let it. And lo and behold, I dropped back into that wonderful freedom and ease of the holiday state of mind, the vacation state of mind, the roam state of mind. Now, the other experience, so the early part of my career was spent with neurolinguistic programming, getting really good at changing thinking to make it better, you know, finding the most useful lie, replacing and reframing so that you had better thinking and did better. And then when I went from NLP to this sort of inside-out understanding, I still, without knowing it, was using it as a self-improvement tool to get better thinking about things. Oh, I'll let go of my old thinking so I can get new, fresh, better thinking. And then I had an experience of going, oh, what I'm looking for isn't in better thinking. It's in the feeling of the space before thought. It's in this innate intelligence before the intellect. And when you can harmonize the intellect, it's not literally getting rid of your intellect, but when your intellect becomes a servant of intelligence, when you give your brain a holiday and it comes back refreshed, it's amazing how much easier and how much more impactful you can be in your life, in your work, and in the world. So, I really encourage you as an experiment this week to send your brain on holiday. Give it, if not the whole week off, give it a couple days off and see what happens. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.